Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
The weekly gathering place for over 1 million freedom-loving gun owners. The most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. Welcome to it. Post-apocalyptic California, post-apocalyptic New Jersey.
Gun-pocalypse in California. Yeah. Well, and now what's happening in Dallas. You have family in Dallas, right?
I do.
My brother's in Houston. Two guests on the show. I received emails from a few people that say our show's better without guests on it. So from now on, we will always have guests on the show. Just because I like to be an irreverent bastard.
That's great. It's really good. It's so better without guests.
We have a reoccurring nightmare on the show because, yes, you know, it's worse with guests. We have Sherry Spivak from the SAW group, Second Amendment Women group. And we have a newbie on our show today, Carlos Negron. Carlos, say hello.
Hello.
Okay, because we need to check your mic and everything. Sandy's going to hook you up.
Got to get closer to the microphone.
Carlos is the manager of a new gun store in the state of New Jersey that Sherry hasn't hit on her gun store tour yet.
Very good.
So we're tying that in together, and we're going to be getting into that. Carlos and I have some direct and indirect ties that go back to Gun for Hire episode number one. Whose phone is that, Carlos? I told him to silence his phone. All right, Carlos won't be on the rest of the show now.
We're never going to mention the name of his gun shop now.
Before we get the name, it's Gun Store. So before we get into this, I just want to say my condolences to everybody in Dallas with this horrific slaughter and massacre, as well as all of the other police-involved shootings that have been going on, whether the police themselves are victims. We just had one in Toms River last night where a man drew a gun at police and got shot as well. That just broke the news this morning, by the way.
Wow, too bad. Well, that's summertime in Toms River, I guess.
But, you know, the fish stinks from the head up is what I was taught when I was a youngster. And the day before the Dallas...
The fish stinks from the head up. I like that.
The fish stinks from the head up, yes. Oh. The day before the Dallas massacre, our divider-in-chief went on air and chastised police for what they're doing out there because we had two shootings. And again, I've seen partial videos of these shootings, and I don't know all the facts on one. One of them, I know the guy was rolling on the ground trying to reach for a gun in his pocket, and they shot him in the chest. But I come from a different... era. I come from an era that when the cops tell you to do something, you
do
comply.
It. Yeah, right.
And then normally it won't escalate to the point where you're getting shot in the chest. But as normal, when he had Beer Fest 7 years ago up in Massachusetts, our divider in chief, he doesn't wait until all the facts are comes in, and he grabs his bully pulpit and right away he chastised the law enforcement, which are already beat up. They're tired of everything. And listen, are there bad cops out there? Sure. But I wonder, and I don't have any cops on the show today, which is good because they're definitely pissed off, but how many cops actually wake up in the morning and say, I'm going to go kill somebody today,
I'm going to ruin my whole life.
Exactly. And I'm going to be in the criminal courts for the next 5 years and be sued federally,
lose my job,
civilly.
Lose my pension.
I mean, I don't think that happens, but I think that when a cop is called to a scene, especially when they say there's a gun, there's going to be a lot of stress and tension and miscommunication. And, you know, us armchair quarterbacks looking at a video the day after it happened and coming up with any rules or regulations that should have been followed, you're full of shit. Because,
yeah, from the safety of your mother's basement.
We're starting to do simunitions training again with a different ammo company. And anybody out there that thinks they could second guess, come and take a Sims class. Sherry, you wanna chime in on that? You took one of our earlier Sims classes, didn't you?
One of the very, very first.
Is it a game changer when there's guns being pointed at you?
Absolutely.
Can you premeditatedly say you're gonna do A, B, C, and then when the bad guy breaks through the door, does it go as planned?
No, your head is just racing.
So, you know, I want to defend the cops for having a shitty, tough job. And today they're dealing with a lawless public.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
I have much respect for cops. I'm 55 years old. I get pulled over by a 23-year-old cop. I call him Officer and Sarah.
Yeah.
You know, I don't say, yo, jackass. You know, well, would you pull me over for?
You're respecting the uniform very much like in the service.
Correct.
You know, many of your superior officers are assholes, but you're not saluting the asshole. You're
correct.
Saluting the rank.
So the divider-in-chief makes this statement, and that night we have a police massacre.
Right.
And then the next morning, Obama lands in Poland, and Obama called on Americans to do more to address police-involved shooting and violence in the criminal justice system, and he also suggested that lax gun laws also played a role. This is me quoting him.
This
is me quoting him. We also know that when people are armed with powerful weapons, it makes shootings like these more deadly and more tragic, he said. Well, I want to tell you something, Divider in Chief. This happened in Texas, and you're going to hear a lot of stories about armed citizens coming to the police defense as well. So already he's making it a gun issue, even though him and Sharpton and their other ilk are going to make this a big divisive thing in our country. And we have a long, hot summer coming. And 64 people were shot last weekend in Chicago. And I don't hear Obama saying one stinking word about that.
We predicted this summer, explosive 1968 kind of summer last year.
So this is a bunch of bullshit, and it's going to get worse. So to our men in blue and military out there, you know, be vigilant, watch your back. And in the learning segment, we're going to talk a little bit about dealing with police. And I think maybe next week we'll have a cop come on also and talk more about dealing with the police. So I'm going to start into this because it's going to be a tie together because Sherry is going to be visiting Carlos's shop. Early on, our early seasons, one of our first sponsors was Vista Parking. And mm-hmm. Tom Wilson was a neighbor of mine when I lived in Whippany, right across the street from me. And Tom and I have been friends for about 20 years now. He's been qualifying with me and then his son and other coworkers because he owns various businesses. And he decided to open a gun store. And the gun store is called County Line Firearms. What town is it in, Carlos?
East Hanover.
East Hanover, where the police chief takes a year to get pistol permits.
That's on the quick side.
On the quick side.
Good for you.
It's on Route 10?
Route 10. Yeah.
Right across from Best Buy?
Right across from Best Buy.
We're going to talk about it when we come back. I just wanted to get a little lead in there.
Wow. East Hanover.
Yes.
Behind the enemy lines. Why? We don't know. It is Morris County. Coming back.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. I got a lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
The world's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed.
And what better way to say I love you than giving the ones you love a gift to keep them safe? Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees.
Lipstick Bodyguard. Fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
And this segment is brought to you by Waldorf Chiropractic, WALDORF, CHIRO.com. Waldorf Chiropractic is conveniently located in Bridgewater, New Jersey. His Facebook page is Waldorf Family Chiropractic. Dr. Eric wrote his own book, Yes, Chiropractic Can Help You. If you or anyone you know lives within a 30-mile radius of Waldorf Family Chiropractic in Bridgewater, please check him out. If not, tell family and friends, like his Facebook page, give him a positive review, or just send him an email for thanking him for being a part of our wonderful Second Amendment community that we fight so hard behind enemy lines here in New Jersey. So, Carlos, it's called County Line Firearms. It's on Route 10 East?
Eastbound side.
Eastbound side across from the Best Buy.
Right across.
Which is a nice area right there. Tell us, do you have a website? Is there a website up yet?
Our website isn't up. We're on Facebook. You know, County Line
County
Firearms.
County Line Firearms, LLC. So what do you got? You got new and used, and you selling?
New and used. We're buying guns, selling, selling ammo. So, you know, we've been open for about a year doing FFL transfers, but now we have a retail store, so we're going to, you know, we're just filling it up with guns. And
Tommy, this was a dream of Tommy's, and I know he did it slowly, and then he told me he brought you on, and I know you from the Belleville days, right?
Yes.
From my old school.
I used to qualify a gun
dryer. Yep. So, Sherry, you have a homework assignment now. You have to visit County Line Firearms, and the next time you come on the show, you have to report to us, okay?
We were talking about it.
Yeah, if there's any sexist crap going on, you can punch him in the forehead, okay? None of that there, right?
Easy.
Okay? None of that there, right?
No.
Because we don't want that. You're becoming, obviously, slowly but surely, a stocking dealer for stuff. You have some accessories and everything?
Accessories, because we're customizing guns.
Oh, you're doing work, too?
Yep, we're doing work. And, you know, as we get bigger, we're just, you know, going with it.
How's business been so far?
It's been good.
Yeah?
I mean, we've had, we have some customers in the area, and we're trying to get in touch with the clubs and, you know, get with them.
Yeah, you have to advertise in the ANJRPC newsletter,
yes,
which is for sure.
We're working on that.
You know, we have the Safe Conference coming up. NJ SafeCon is coming up July 30th. You probably should talk to Tom about getting a booth or at least visiting
right down
it.
Yeah,
that's a good
Even
idea.
If you don't get a booth, just become a sponsor in the program. And I'll give you the info today. It's NJSafeCon.net, which we're going to talk about a little later. But what's your favorite gun, Carlos?
I'm a big, like, long-range shooter, so for me, it's, you know, custom.
That involves math and stuff.
Yeah, Surge and Actions with a, you know, Krieger barrel. I'm that type of guy.
They have apps for that, right?
Yeah.
So I'm not doing that. I like to shoot up close and personal. I like 15 yards and in because I can't see any further than that anymore at 55 years old.
Because we're old. Yeah.
So you're definitely going to have to do something with the Saw Group. You're going to have to offer them some kind of discount or something.
Absolutely.
You know, that's for sure.
Thank you. We'd love to get you on the website, too.
Yeah,
oh, great.
Because they're becoming a strong, powerful movement in the state of New Jersey. You know, no thanks to all the stuff Sherry's been doing for 7 days a week, 24 hours a day for the past 6 years or so. But you definitely want to cater to the female market because it's growing. And what happens is when the females come in and they feel comfortable and they're treated fairly, it spreads like wildfire because you become known as that place. You know, like our place is known as the female friendly and LBGT. What LBGT?
A lot of initials.
We get a lot of alternate lifestyle people here. Okay. You know, you'll see the ebb and flow coming in. We look like the United Nations. So it's County Line Firearms, LLC, and it's on Route 10 East in East Hanover, across the street from the huge Best Buy. What's the burger joint across the street? Is it Smash Burger?
Smash Burger,
yes. There's Smash Burger across the street, too, which I don't know. I've never been there, but it looks good.
Amazing.
I've been there. I've been there. It's too bad that Jimmy Buff's Hot Dogs isn't there anymore. That closed down. It was around the side of the Smash Burger.
Is that Jimmy Buff's from Newark?
From Newark and West. There's still one in West Orange, but they used to have one in Randolph and have one in East Hanover, and they both closed. So.
That's a shame.
Yeah, you would have had a good hit there. So Tom Wilson's been a supporter of Gun for Hire Radio since show one.
Yep.
And now we're on show 267. So I want everybody to go in and mention Gun for Hire Radio for County Line Firearms and talk to Carlos and see how he's doing there and report back to us and tell us what they got and everything. In 10 months, I'll come into your store and check it out. I can't come in for 10 months right now, but I I
very
will
busy
be able
guy.
To come
I'll
in.
See you then.
Yeah,
we'll grab some Smash Burger.
I'll put it in my schedule.
In the schedule.
And then I can come in and see it. So don't go away, Carlos, because we're going to talk about you more. Sherry is here from the Saw Group, but she has a piece of paper now.
She's got notes down.
You're going to ruin the show with notes.
I used to tell my mother, I can't read my homework. She's like, who wrote it? I said, I did. She slapped me in the back of the head. and then call me names.
Some chicken scratch here. But
so what's going on in Salt Group? Talk to us a little bit.
I have a list of some events we have coming up and some other things we're doing. But first, I really want to, if it's okay with you, wish my grandmother a happy 90th birthday.
90? God bless her. What's her name?
Miriam. And she does listen to the show.
Does she really?
Yes, she does.
I love it. Hello, Miriam. Happy birthday.
She said she follows me on Facebook and she listens to the show.
Wait, she follows you on Facebook?
Yes, she does.
She's 90. I love
it. That's great.
I love it. You know, my mother's in her 70s and she sends me messages, Facebook Messenger. But she says, I don't text. I don't know how to do it. I said, Mom, that's texting.
Yeah.
you know? So Miriam's 90 and she's into social media and listens to Gun for Hire Radio.
She absolutely does.
I love her.
She'll never get old.
I love her. This is a true Annie Oakley. So what else is going on this happy July? You had a really successful Front Lobby event here last month, correct?
We had a lot of people come by, and actually I just checked our PO box this morning. Some people that took applications have sent them in. It was nice and full in there. We sold a lot of t-shirts, and we're going to be reordering for the NJ Safe table. We have our logo shirt, and we also have our more popular Keep Calm, Shoot Like a Girl shirt, which we're sold out of. We have a few pre-orders. If anybody wants to pre-order, they can email me, sawshootingclub@gmail.com.
sawshootingclub@gmail.com. What else you got going on? So wait, real quick. July 30th is SafeCon in Parsippany. Our tables are connected. The Saw Group and the Gun for Hire tables connected. Sandy and I are going to be doing our radio show there. I think we just coerced Carlo into having County Line Firearms either be there or buy an ad in the program, which is only, I think it's only a few hundred bucks, you know.
Yeah, it's really
which is really cool. John Willett, it's County Line Firearms, and it's Carlos Negron, because he's listening to the show. So go ahead, Sherry, what else you got shaking?
I mean, anybody who wants to volunteer, any women who want to volunteer and sit at our table for NJ Safe, we have a couple of people who already have. I think it's going to be a great day. The people who volunteered last time had an awesome time. Just get in touch with us, and we'll put you on the schedule for that day. We have meetups. I mean, we have a full summer schedule. It's a little slower in the summer. People go away, but we still have events planned for July and August. We have our July, I'm trying to read my notes now. We have our July meetup here on the 19th at Willem Park. On the 24th of July, which is a Sunday, we are having another kids event at Garden State Shooting Center.
Garden State Shooting Center is what, Lakewood or
Lakewood?
Or Lakewood, New Jersey.
It's going to be early in the day so people can get back. I got to get back up here after. But they've been very, very successful. We've been having people ask for more and more kids events. So we've got one July 24th, $20.
We'll continue when we come back. Just July 19th, July 24th. For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers in each port are bulletproof. They're extra-wide ports so two people can stand side-by-side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well-lit. We also have three times as much light downrange that the average range would have, because I believe it's important that the targets are well-lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out, and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right. We have two smaller classrooms, and those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house, with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids, and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids, and they'll do a handoff.
To me, it's very important that people are treated like family. So the bathrooms are very high end. We used marble and corian and really nice tile and full length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
Freedom.
No rules, no apologies, no holding back. Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. 4 years running.
And this is how our community works. We have LibertyOfficeSuites.com. Liberty Office Suites is located in Montville and on New Road in Parsippany. And Ron Sousa has over 100 furnished private offices, telephone answering, mail receiving, forwarding, meeting rooms, and the ability to hold seminars up to 70 people, which she graciously donates for every Second Amendment cause. Saw Group has used this location numerous times for parties. He's letting John Willett and SafeCon use the facility in Montville for the July 29th CLE credit lawyers thingy-jingy that I won't be at. I'll be at the thing on the 30th. And this is how it works. This is how we keep everything in the family. So LibertyOfficeSuites.com. Carlos already told Sherry that his place, County Line Firearms in East Hanover, is available for the SAW group to go there to and check out guns. So,
great.
You know, we'll see. It just keeps growing and growing, which is really nice. So while we're talking about it, NJSafeCon.net. There are seats left for the CLE class on that Friday before. So if you're a lawyer or you want to learn lawyer stuff, contact njsafecon.net and get into the class. Knappen's one of the lawyers speaking. There's a few other lawyers that are speaking. And if you're an attorney, you need to get so many CLE credits a year to keep your law license. So sign up for it. But the exciting news is, you know, less than 3 weeks away is the July 30th SafeCon in Parsippany at the Parsippany Hilton. It's going to be a bang-up thing. I mean, FSS is there, RTSP is there, the bullet hole's there, I'm there. Roger Garrett with his water filtration company is going to be there. I guilted a few other people with their products and services. If you have any product or service that is pro-2A, you should be sponsoring it. You should buy an ad in the newsletter, or you should have a booth that day.
Or if you're pro-2A and your service has absolutely nothing to do with guns.
It doesn't have to be with guns.
Right.
Correct. You know, Cam Edwards is going to be on our show from NRA News. He's coming in that day. The guest list is from Scott. It's the heads of all the 2A families down, you know, the ones that want to partake in this day. So it's going to be great. So, Sherry, we said July 19th, July 24th was Garden State Shooters. What do you got next?
Then on July 27th, we have a pretty busy month. We have our monthly Buying a Gun in New Jersey event, which is really just a drop-in. People can ask questions that they have really about anything related to FIDs, gun purchases, things of that nature. But this particular month, we're going to be going over, thank you for letting us do this, we're going to be just doing a classroom only portion, going over reviewing like gun parts, ammunition, some questions that people have who, you know, maybe they've taken classes a while back and then you don't get to the range as often as you like, and then you have a couple of questions that you just, you know, want clarification on. So we had some requests for that, and we're going to do that hopefully periodically.
That's great.
Yeah, that's going to be great.
The guys in the range are treating you good? I have a new title now, you know. My title, C, is Founder/OG.
OG.
Okay. Original Gangster. Okay? So, so they run all of that. I'm just the director
very knowledgeable
of
public relations.
Really which, good to us. Very knowledgeable. Good to
or
us.
Or not so public relations.
Not so public.
So whatever I can do. I'm glad that they're all doing well. Yeah. They made me proud. After
which reminds me, when we're done, the bathroom and men's room on the first floor needs a little attention.
I'm public relations, not maintenance.
Well, you,
that's not my thing.
It's kind of OG.
I'm not involved in any day-to-day activities. No, I'm just a party guy. I worked my ass off since 1992 to get to the point where I'm not in charge of anything anymore. I just do my thing.
And the world breathes a sigh of relief.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Have a comments box outside the bathroom. So I would be curious to see what people have to write about the place. You know, you can put comments.
So that's July 27th?
That's July 27th.
And then go ahead.
August 23rd, we're doing another meetup at Garden State Shooting Center for Women. We do that not as frequently as here, but we have a little group going down there, which should be nice. I also want to mention the instructor class that we're going to be doing here.
Mm-hmm.
A pistol instructor class for SAW members. It's going to be at a special price that you guys are going to do for us. But anybody who is interested in it has to start with the online, the new NRA, blended learning.
Mm-hmm.
There's that first
blended learning.
That first part you have to do. So, mm-hmm. you know, I guess people who have already become a pistol instructor, they're grandfathered in, but new pistol instructors have to take that. So do it over the summer. I think it's about $60. If you need any help with it, email me again, let us know, and then you'll be eligible to take it.
What's your email, Sherry?
It's sawshootingclub@gmail.com.
Email Sherry. She'll send you the link and any tips or traps that you need or
Absolutely.
Anything else she can help you with that. The NRA switched over to this blended learning stuff, they say, to more standardize the training because too many people were doing diner certifications and stuff. And, you know, we're being objective with it, you know, listening to it. I'm an NRA instructor. I won't be teaching again for another 10 months. But when I do, you know, it'll be interesting to see what it's like. But, you know, teaching personal. You know, personal stuff on the side. I would like to go through it. But let's see what happens. What else do you have lined up, Cher?
I mean, we're going to do another basic pistol. I don't know if it's going to be the NRA class, if it's going to be a class that you have here that Jimmy's going to hook us up with.
Okay.
But I know there's some people that couldn't make our last first step pistol, which was a while back when it was still under the old program. So we're going to do something again. We have about 8 to 10 people. We can still take more for that class. So again, if you're interested, let us know. You know, throughout the year, we try to run some of the intro classes and then some of the more advanced classes because we have a wide range of levels within the group. But
gotcha.
Everyone always gets together at the meetups, and it's always a great, great time.
Cool.
Classes-wise, that's it. We do have a special item that's going to be available from Arms Co. Weaponry. Armand is putting together a SAW logo AR-15 rifle for us.
Wow,
we're
very nice.
We're going to be posting about it. I know a bunch of women in the group have recently started becoming interested in purchasing rifles. It's going to be really awesome.
What does it deal with this, with your fascination of assault weapons? you have to logoize them?
I honestly, I was the first woman to take the Build-A-Bear class.
Yes, you were.
AR-15 rifles are my firearms love, what could I say?
Wow.
So we're going to do that with the SAW logo on it. And it's going to look awesome. It's going to be classy looking, but it's also going to be totally functional to use in the urban classes and things like that.
And I'm guessing not a shred of pink in it.
There's not going to be no pink on this gun, but it is going to have a really great handguard from Offhand Gear.
Oh,
a woman named Sandy, who owns that company. She's awesome. Her products are awesome. I've met her at SHOT Show. They look good. They're quality. So we're going to put one of her handguards on the rifle, and it's going to be awesome. Really cool.
You do kind of work like that, Carlos?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm a gun plumber.
All right.
I'm not a gunsmith. I have a rasp file, vice grips, and a screwdriver.
Great big vice.
Screwdriver,
yeah,
and I can't find my vice grips.
You can't you're kind of screwed then. Yeah. That rules out 90% of what you can do.
What else, Sherry?
That's all I have on my little piece of scratch paper here, but...
Please visit them at SafeCon and the Gun for Hire booth and stop and see the ladies, or you can go on their website. What's your website?
Oh gosh, I just had a little...
SawShootingClub.com.
Hold on, Molly. SawShootingClub.com.
Yes, SawShootingClub.com.
$100.
Not enough coffee today.
You guys, by the way, Carlos and Sherry, you guys can interject anytime you want, but, you know, right, wrong, or indifferent, but when Christy's gone, we're really going to feel the effects of that vacuum that's formed.
Yeah.
You know? Right now, he's been plugging the vacuum with his largeness.
Yes, he has.
And it's going to be gone. And he just, his seventh pardon in New Jersey, he pardoned a U.S. Army Ranger who was traveling. Captain Robert Allen White was on vacation en route to a timeshare in New Hampshire. Him and his wife stayed in a hotel in Montvale. Bergen County, and they checked out of their hotel, and he left his cased, locked, emptied handgun in the hotel by accident. He probably hid it under the bed or something they packed.
Yeah.
He called the hotel, said, I forgot it, heading back. When he got there, the police were waiting for him. The prosecutor charged him with carrying the gun illegally to the state of New Jersey.
And why did the hotel call the police?
Because that's the madness that happens in New Jersey.
Well, that exactly. It goes to exactly what we talk about, okay, is the mindset of the people in New Jersey.
New Jersey does not offer reciprocity of concealed carry permits, and state laws require that all firearms be transported unloaded and locked in a vehicle's trunk. White's firearm was unloaded and stored in a secured case, but he was charged with illegal possession of a firearm because he already checked out of the hotel. Okay? He went into pretrial intervention,
but it
ruined his career. So basically,
he can't be human in New Jersey.
Yes, Christie got him a pardon. So what are we going to do when he is gone?
Right.
All right, you talk about no criminal intent. I mean, luckily the gun was
Army Ranger,
it was in a locked case.
A captain. Army Ranger.
Yes. These are the people we want to fry.
Right.
While we get these entitled kids in college that rape women and get 6 months in prison.
Right. Or the gangbangers who are running the city of Newark.
Or the one who passes out on a front lawn with a gun in his waistband.
Yeah.
And since he was passed out, we were not sure it was his gun, so he wasn't charged.
Yeah, he wasn't charged. Yeah.
That is smart.
Yeah, that's good.
That's smart. That happened about a year ago, Carlos, by the way. He collapsed on
the front lawn,
drunk with an illegal gun in his waistband, and he got no charges for it because he didn't know. You have to knowingly have the gun in your possession. It was unknowingly because he was passed out.
Makes sense.
That's New Jersey.
There was no intent with Hillary Clinton either, so, I get it. We're in a different society.
What difference does it make?
Everything I do gonna be funky from now on.
Time and memories. The two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices. No interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day. And perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
Segment is brought to you by Philly Gun Training, PHILLY, guntraining.com. Jose Morales is having on the 24th of this month, he's having a Utah non-resident carry class down there. So check out PhillyGunTraining.com. Jose, a great supporter of the Second Amendment, helps a lot of our brothers and sisters that live in the South Jersey area, Cherry Hill over Princeton. Obviously, if you live in Philadelphia, you want to check him out. He's downtown, right across the street from the police department that issues all of your Pennsylvania carry permits and such. And, Jose could probably do a little partnership with County Line Firearms in East Hanover also, Carlos. PhillyGunTraining.com. Did you write that down? Tom, he wrote it down when you're listening to the show. Listen, people have been asking because on the Pennsylvania website, it still shows reciprocity with Florida and Utah. Their website has not been updated. It was a directive, an executive fiat by Attorney General Kane, so you cannot use your Utah or Florida to carry a PA.
Can we still call her Attorney General because she's got defrocked?
But she's still the Attorney General. She hasn't
stepped
down.
She's not a lawyer. No law license.
Yeah, they took her law license, but every time somebody jabs her, she releases emails of judges with sexist, racist, and pornographic stuff. She has quite the repertoire. The magazine full of stuff. The other thing is, I keep getting barrages about New Hampshire. New Hampshire is back, but we have not received the codifying directives from the state of New Hampshire yet. So Bach and Knappen say, wait, don't submit to get your New Hampshire non-resident carry permit until we know what the directives are going to be. All you're going to do is confuse the system, and then some administrative level state trooper
is going to deny you
and also come up with their own rules and regulations like that happens in New Jersey.
Yes, exactly, right.
Okay, so that's let's wait for it to come from the top.
Yep.
And then we'll see what's going on. Remember, we also have the poker chip edition here, each one reach one. If you're a member of the range and you bring a new shooter and they fill out the paperwork, you will get a poker chip. And during the grand opening of the new range, those poker chips will be used for some games of chance. I'm not aware of what they are going to be yet, but we'll see. Sherry, how many chips do you have?
Well, I only have four, but I think you owe me a few.
You're getting nothing. You're getting nothing, and you'll like it. So, again, the SAFE conference is July 30th at the Hilton Parsippany. Buy your tickets online now. You will not receive any hard copy tickets, Bob Petty. The tickets are available online when you go to registration. There's swag that you can buy. You can see a list of the sponsors. And a mobile app is launching this week. New Jersey Safe Conference, the mobile app. I have it on my phone already. I have the beta version from John Willett. What is it? It's called safe.com. NJ Safe Conference app is almost up. Yeah, I'm showing these guys it. So, and it has a schedule, speakers, everything. There's
a
floor plan.
Are we on there? 'Cause
we updated our... I have no idea. Exhibitors by name.
Is it just an iPhone app? No.
It works on everything. Shooting Club. How do you like that?
Awesome.
All right, you're on there already with pictures and everything. So it's coming along. John will be sending emails out. The next mass email that Woodland Park Range sends out, John spoke to the range people and Matt, and that's going to be attached to the email as well. We want to see a few thousand people there. We definitely have press coverage and everything, so I think it's going to be a really cool thing. Another thing we want to talk about is unity and activism. So Carlos comes down here, Tom wanted me to be a part of this. And everything I'm telling Carlos he should do, he's in. He knows he wants to be a strong part of the community with Saw Group. And I got an email from Linda Rose who says she keeps hearing me talk about the heads of the five families in New Jersey, the 2A families.
Yeah.
And she writes, I love her, by the way. She's a 50s or 60-something woman who takes no crap. This is a woman who foregone buying a gun and donated the $500 to NJ2AS during the Recall Sweeney effort. Remember that? She wrote, who exactly are they? I think you should name names and embarrass the shit out of them. Also, I'd like to know so I can quit if I just so happen to be a member of any of these specified organizations. She goes, geez Louise, this is why I stopped hanging out with women. Don't let me have to start handing out smacks. These guys should wise up and drop the drama queen stuff or stop associating themselves with 2A and start a knitting group. Okay, Linda Rose.
Nice.
I love it. Well, Linda, there's the NRA, there's ANJRPC, there's NJ2AS, there's Coalition of New Jersey Sportsmen, New Jersey Firearms Owners, and what's Rich Pickhevis's?
Citizens for Safer
New Jersey. And now there's the Group of Six, which is Albert Almeida, Mark Cheeseman, and Phil. So now we have six groups in New Jersey. And everybody listening here, the six groups... We would like to have a round table meeting.
Yep.
Let's do it at SafeCon.
Right.
Okay. That ain't happening. Yeah. But let's do it here at the Gun for Hire Studios, and let's get all six groups into one arena. Okay. Like
carefully
the Flying Wallendas.
Words. Yes.
And let's have a discussion about direction, and unity and activism is key. And we do lack unity. And I understand there's egos, and I understand there's different lines of attack. But that is why the other side is so successful at kicking our arses.
Because they have unity.
Correct.
They don't care about, they don't allow politics to get in the way. They don't allow sometimes party affiliation to get in the way. The anti-gun group is unified on that particular point, and they're vocal.
I am the only person with Sandy, the two of us, where all six groups are welcome to come here and have a venue. Am I right?
Said, yeah,
we
that's
say
right, yeah.
no to no one.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And the chatter I hear between all the backbiting biatches and stuff that I have to swallow because I don't want to be a conduit from one group to another is extremely interesting, you know. And I agree with Linda. I'd like to sissy slap a bunch of them, but again, we should all be able to get in a room and agree to disagree, and on the surface we should show unity, and we shouldn't have our dirty laundry out in the public.
Damn right.
Okay? These guys should be able to pick up a phone and call up and say, Sherry, I don't like what you're doing. You be
right.
But then come out. And you know, back in the days, Frank Jack Fiammingo, when he started New Jersey Second Amendment Society, he used to talk about the anvil and the hammer. And I used to like that. And you know, being a tactician and someone who used to enjoy playing chess, having multiple groups is a great thing, because if you have one group who's hooked up legislatively,
right,
he could be actually helping one of the other groups that's biting at their ankles,
right?
You know, but saying, "Well, I tried to rein them in, but they have nothing to do with me." Meanwhile, we could be supporting each other. These guys don't understand that everybody wants to wear the cape and have their own glory.
Everybody wants that 15 minutes of fame. So, social media queens.
So fight we must. Go ahead, Sharon.
I was going to say each group is doing something a little bit different than the other groups.
Yes,
and that's great. Like, no one has to, they don't all have to be doing the same thing.
Yes.
It's just like you said, to show that unity.
If you show the, like Anthony is saying, you've got, when you're representing in Trenton, you could get one person who's there, like Bach, who is always represented in Trenton. He feeds information back to the other groups who start these little squabbles against the powers that be, and when they're trying to rein them in, he could say, look, I tried, but there's really not much I can do about
it.
Our organization is with you, Senator.
And you know, if you did this, that would shut
that
them
would
up.
Shut them up.
Bingo, a small victory.
Right.
But no, we're just going to mudsling back and forth at each other. And Loretta Weinberg and Steve Sweeney are laughing their asses off. Because if you don't think their people are reading our stuff on social media and watching the attacks where you accuse people of taking bribes, being on the take, suppressing stuff for their own personal gain. Wow. I mean, I read some of this stuff and it turns my
stomach.
They're
reading and laughing their ass off.
Correct. So Linda, I agree with you. We definitely need to do some slaps. Now, Coalition of New Jersey Firearms Owners, their billboard launched. Charlie launched. Matt Andreas wanted everybody to
know.
Where
is it?
I don't know.
Can
it's
we
down
say?
South Jersey somewhere. Of the image of the billboard is scheduled to be installed July 5th. It was done already. I would blah, blah, blah. On a personal note, he wanted to thank us for all our support. So Citizens for, what is it?
Coalition. New Jersey Firearms.
Oh, my God.
Too many.
That's
it's Coalition alphabet soup.
CNJFO. CNJFO. Coalition New Jersey Firearms. It's Matt and Dan and Rosie. So their billboard is up somewhere in South Central Jersey. I don't know. I'm not from there. Once I go over to Driscoll Bridge, it's foreign territory to me.
You can
people are
stay
different.
North of the
I'm staying
Driscoll
north.
Bridge,
I am.
I
am.
You and the
me
rest
likes,
of the...
I like the 8.5 million people in the five boroughs of New York and the 5 million people north of the Driscoll Bridge. You can keep the 3 million people south of the
We're
Driscoll
good.
Bridge.
Yeah.
I'm good. I'll stay up here with my 12 million people in a 30-mile radius.
In a 30...
okay? Me likes that. Me likes that.
Me don't.
So their billboard is up. Congratulations to them. We'll see what kind of media coverage it gets. Because, again, unity and activism is key. By the way, these guys over in East Hanover, all of our 2A groups that are listening, Carlos from County Line Firearms, he needs your brochures. SAW Group, CNJFO, ANJRPC. You have to contact ANJRPC.
We'll do.
You become a member club, and she'll send you, Margie will send you newsletters to have in your store.
Okay.
You get them free once you buy an ad. You can get a small ad. All of the other NJ2AS, Party of Six, get them all in there. Everybody get together and sing Kumbaya or whatever.
Whatever.
But put all your stuff in County Line Firearms in East Hanover either. That's also Morris County, which is a great county to be in. That whole Route 10 area, you know, you got a couple of gun stores that run right up. You have FSS and then you have RTSP, but that spans about a 20-mile area You guys are really close to Livingston and they're really close to Essex County. A lot of people don't know, if you get off 280 Eisenhower Parkway right to Route 10, you make a right, you pass the Best Buy, you make a U-turn, and the gun store's right on the right-hand side there. Starbucks over there, too,
right? Right next to Starbucks.
Yeah, and a Wendy's, right?
Wendy's as well.
I don't know all the food landmarks,
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't know if there's any banks on Route 10.
No.
Or any other retail,
washes,
like clothing
like
stores.
Right.
I wouldn't know.
Just cigar shops and food.
Oh, JR Tobacco in Whippany is literally 3 miles west of the gun store. So go, you know what, make the U-turn up there, stop at JR, and then go see County Line Firearms.
You own stock in JR? JR Tobacco? No.
$100 Lou Ruffin's a pro-gun guy. I like
$100
him. $100 Yes, I like him.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise. And although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Crank it up!
Last plug for NJSafeCon.net. All the information you need from all the supporters. If you're a 2A group and you're not going to advertise or be at NJSafeCon, you're a All right. If you have a business, product, or service, you should be either advertising and or attending and or having a booth at NJSafeCon.net. This is the second one. Parsippany Hilton, Ruth Chris Steakhouse. We have Arthur Steakhouse right across the street. Mm. And then afterwards, I would like to go to JR and Whippany and smoke some smokes with some of my 2A brethren. So, male and female. Last time we had a get-together at JR, we had some females coming. You got to wear a thing because women complain when they leave afterwards their hair smells. So you got to wear a... We're gonna put a burka on you. Not a babushka. We're putting a burka on her.
Nice.
Imagine trying to get a burka on Sherry.
Yeah.
It would be like trying to put a muzzle on a rabid pit bull.
Right. I was going to say, that's not going to work very well. Yeah.
That would be good. I'm just visualizing that right now, and it's not good. Real quick, Jose's class is July 24th at 10 a.m. It's the Utah non-resident carry permit at Philly Gun Training. All right, so let's talk a little bit about you guys over here. You have new and used. You take guns on consignment, and you buy guns outright?
Absolutely.
And what would you say? You have a lot of rifles and stuff, too?
Yeah, rifles. I mean, AR-15.
Hunting stuff?
Hunting. We're catering to the hunting. I'm a big hunter myself, so absolutely.
And you got accessories and everything?
Accessories, all major brands. And if we don't have it, we'll order it
for
you.
That's the attitude. You know what I mean?
Anything you need.
So, Sherry, when are you planning on going up there and critiquing his joint?
I usually do my gun store tour on Thursdays. So we'll be in touch and try to do that today. Maybe I'll try to take along a couple women from the group. They're very vocal about the stores that they've been in, and I'm sure they'd love to see your place.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's close enough. I mean, it's from here, from the range. It's literally 12 miles, 10, maybe 10 miles,
yeah,
I would say.
And for those of you in the rest of the country, 12 miles, 2.5 hours.
Yes. I mean, we have other gun stores like Red Dot Firearms, but he's way west, you know, and he's also going to be at NJ SafeCon, Jimmy Hawthorne, which is another great guy, you know.
Another thing that we've been wanting to do, maybe we can do it up by your place, is you know, women that haven't purchased a gun yet, this is their first gun purchase, we wanted to do, I guess you'd call it like a field trip.
Okay.
And we wanted to go in and talk about the things that you ask about and how to interact a little bit. Because sometimes, I mean, I know that I've personally experienced some negative interactions in firearms purchasing. And so we
really, honey?
Yeah.
Sweetie.
Yeah, yeah.
I wanted to say a lot of our new customers have been women who have never touched a gun. And that's great. You know, so I welcome it. Come in and we'll hook up. And I know what you're saying. We're very friendly, so no worries.
There can be a little bit of an anxiety, even in the strongest, you know, most
proud
women.
Yeah, I would imagine
it is.
There's
a little bit of anxiety. It still sometimes can seem like a man's environment.
Absolutely.
Until you get comfortable.
So and women actually want to know things. They don't come in and pretend they do know everything.
I remember the story is vague to me now that I'm just thinking about it. There, you know, the woman came in. She had researched online so much about the firearm that she had wanted to purchase. I wasn't waiting on her. The firearm that she had wanted to purchase. And then she came up to the counter and she's, you know, she's got her paper and she's going through. And, you know, it became clear that her research wasn't really great for, and she just crumpled it up in a ball and tossed it. And, you know, just to be able to work with people and explain, that's great that you did all that research.
Right.
Even if it means that that showed you what you're not going to buy today,
at least
it's teaching, you know, you something. And so having people behind the counter that can really, you know, help with that is great.
Yeah, Sandy and I talk about this all the time, Carlos, at County Line Firearms, you have to look at every customer as an annuity, not a one-time sale.
Right.
You have to win people over. It spreads. They feel comfortable. They come back. They come back. They come back. They just defer to you. You know, there's only so much you can do online. There's nothing like a real human interaction.
Right.
You know,
absolutely.
I don't think I could ever order and buy a car online, like sight unseen. You know, and it's the same thing with the gun thing. And then, of course, you get the tire kickers. But see, what I've found over the years is women aren't like that. Like, men will go and spend 2 hours with you and get all the info and then go buy it online or somewhere else for $5 cheaper, you know? Mm. Women tend, right, Sherry? Women tend to be a lot more loyal when it comes to purchasing. And
absolutely.
Again, it's that comfort feeling. If I go to Joe Schmo and they're sexist, and then I go to your place and you're not, I'm going to continue going back to your place. And if there's an $8 difference, I don't know if I'm going to really question it because that's where I'm comfortable.
Right.
And helpful.
I think you're right.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And always being there. You know, we respond. I've always responded to emails by people and helped out any way I possibly can. And, you know, you just keep building the empire that way. And I think it's important. Too many places don't get it. You know, they just, cha-ching, next. I heard of stories. There's a gun dealer in east of us in New Jersey that I've had numerous people tell me after, as soon as they finish the transaction, then the next goes through, the guy just turns his back on them. And that's your cue to leave.
To leave, yeah.
You know?
Go now.
Like, the guy spent 20 minutes asking me about my kids, my life, my job. We signed the deal. Everything was approved. And is now turns his back on you. In other words, get out. I have stuff to do.
Wow.
I'm like, man, I can't even.
Well, you know.
Can't even imagine that. So,
I wanted to say guns are a passion of mine, and you know, I invite everybody to come in. We don't want just customers, we want to build a family of customers.
That's what I
want.
And
I welcome the new shooter to the most experienced shooter, you know what I mean? So the
most experienced shooters could be a pain in the ass.
That's okay.
You know, when they know everything.
Yeah, you could always learn something.
The new shooters are a pain in the ass in a different dynamic.
Right.
Because, you know, we always say you answer the same stupid question a million times, but for that person, it's not a stupid question.
Right.
You know,
it's brand new.
And but the old timers tend to, especially you, you're a youngster. You're going to hear, I was doing this before you were born. You know, I don't hear that too much
how
anymore because that guy's
shooting?
90
okay.
now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, but when I was 25 years old, cutting my teeth in the gun industry, I used to hear that crap all the time. Well, how old are you? What? Wait a minute. You just created a safety violation and swept 20 people in the range with a gun. I'm telling you to keep it pointing in the safe direction. Why is my age a part of this conversation?
Yes, exactly. How did that get a part of this? I've been doing this for 60 years, which is proof positive you can continually do something wrong for a very long period of time.
So let's take a moment. We have a young guy here. We have a young mom here. We have an old miserable guy, Sandy. And we have a cute co-host over here. And so we have four
God, he's delusional.
Four different
You're taking
people.
Those pills again, aren't you?
My father, when I was a kid, used to say, "What are you on, goofballs?"
Yeah, yeah,
goofballs. You know, goofballs, yeah, right? Remember, yeah, goofballs? Yeah, that, I still to the day,
I'll
I don't know what that is.
Smack that smile right off of your face.
He used to tell me he'll hit me so hard my mother could feel it, and she was standing right next to me. You know? And she just look at him and nod her head.
Mine was, "I'll knock you into the middle of next week." Yeah, it's good.
So Sandy got pulled over by a cop, and I want to talk a little bit about this because of everything that's going on. And, you know, police are on ultra high alert right now.
Yeah.
Remember something, that even though you want to be friendly, police are not your friends. Okay, they're pulling you over for a reason.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
they're not keyed just to up. Say hello. They don't know that you're Shari Spivak, mom and Second Amendment advocate and police supporter. They don't know that you're Carlos Negron, the manager of County Line Firearms, and you're pro-law enforcement. They don't know any of that. All they know is they pulled somebody over, and it's a highly charged situation. So Sandy got pulled over as well. So let's just remember a few basic fundamental things. When you're pulled over, put your flashers on. All four windows down, car in park, off, keys removed from the ignition, put them on the passenger seat if you're alone, put them on the console if there's somebody in the passenger seat. Have your hands on the steering wheel at the 3 and 9 position. Remember, the last time your hands were in the 3 and 9 position when you took your driving test.
Right, right.
Okay? They have, those two hands have not been at the 3 and 9 o'clock position.
Accidentally.
Yeah, so you put them on a 3 and 9 position. No digging for your wallet. No digging for your purse. No going into your glove compartment, making all these weird moves that from the rear window looks like you might be hiding something or looking for something.
Right.
All four windows down. Hands locked on the steering wheel. Police come up. "Hi, officer. How can I help you?" Tells you what to do. You tell him, "My gun is in my thing. My thing is in here. My keys are over here." If you have a carry permit, Masad Ayoub says, hand the police officer your driver's license, registration, insurance card, and your carry permit.
Right. Don't
to
say,
let them know you're a good
I
guy.
I have a gun.
No.
Yeah.
Be respectful. Follow the rules. I'm reaching in my glove compartment for this. You tell him, and you wait for permission the entire time. And I think it will be a lot less stressful for everybody involved. Okay? All right. Real quick. Evan Knappen will be here October 14th for his gun law seminar.
Final of the year.
Yes. He will also be at NJ SafeCon July 30th. His books are in stock. Firearms law and gun books are in stock. We have a ton of classes. Our prepping level 1, August 6th, is almost sold out. James Hedham, kicking butt. Use of Force, July 25th. Urban Shotgun, July 24th. Quick Clot, July 23rd. Holster Draw, July 18th. We have a ton of classes in August that I'm not even going to get into right now. I want to thank Carlos Negron from County Line Firearms in East Hanover for being here. And
thanks,
I want to thank Sherry from NJSafeCon.net. Oh, my God. Sherry, tell us where you're from.
SawShootingClub.com.
SawShootingClub.com.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks
you're
for
welcome.
Having me.
You're very welcome, guys. Keep doing what you do. Don't get caught up into this crap, Carlos, taking sides with all the groups. Be open. Put all the materials out and be objective.
I welcome them all.
Okay? Don't be like Sherry.
Well, you've done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, and the licensed broadcast speakers incorporated. I'm Sandy Barani. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, and the rest, now Public Relations Director, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you so much for listening. Winston, it's time to wake up and say goodbye to the folks. Atta boy. See you guys next week. We love you. Thanks for listening. From sea to the shine.